as far as Jesus coming to our side, there's not much he can do anymore.
对于主耶稣站在啊来到我们这一边，对他来讲，他已经没有问题了。
He has come all the way from the throne to the earth and to the cross.
他已经从宝座上面来到地上，而且上了十字架。
He has done everything that he could to come to our side.
他已经做了他所能做的一切，来到我们这一边。
So now the question is whether you and I is willing to stand on Lord's side.
现在的问题是，您跟我，我们愿不愿意站在主这一边？
He has given all to us.
他已经把所有的都给了我们。
So how much you and I is willing to stand on his side?
那我们有多少愿意可以站在他这边呢？
This morning, I'd like to share a burden I have received during the West Coast Conference.
今天我要分享就是在西岸特会时候神给我的一个负担。
And during a West Coast Conference, Brother Wong of San Francisco gave two messages.
在西安的特会，在三藩市的王弟兄给了我们有两个信息。
Not the most easy message to follow.
并不是一个很容易去跟随的信息。
And yet that two messages struck me very deeply.
但是这两个信息却对我有很深的影响。
It's not something I did not know before.
并不是我以前不知道。
Actually, I even share the similar message myself.
甚至我曾经讲过同样的信息。
But it still struck me deeply.
但是还是这样的印象这样打到我的心里。
And I fully believe in the years to come, the same message will come back again to him.
我完全的相信在将要来的年日这样的信息会一直的临到我们。
And I will be deeply impressed again and again.
而且每次我都要被这个信息来打到。
Therefore, I trust that some of you may have known about this.
所以我也相信在座的有许多人已经知道了。
And especially, you know, a few saints that heard me share the same messages last week in Austin.
尤其有几位圣徒上周在奥斯汀已经听到我讲过同样的信息。
But I pray the Holy Spirit will once again to impress on us the weightiness of this matter.
我希望圣灵在我们心里来做工，让我们知道这个信息的分量。
So that we can enter into the reality of this burden.
然后我们就可以进入到这个负担的实际里面。
Let's read a few scriptures to begin with.
让我们先来读几处圣经。
First one is Matthew chapter 6, verse 13.
第一处是在马太福音六章十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 13.
马太福音六章十三节。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
不叫我们遇见试探。救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
Then we turn to Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20.
然后我们翻到马太福音十八章十八节到二十节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20.
马太福音十八章十八节到二十节。
Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth,shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosened in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事， 我在天上的父必为他们成全，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Turn to Revelation chapter 5 verse 8.
然后启示录第五章第八节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8.
启示录第五章第八节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8. When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
启示录第五章第八节，他既拿了书卷、四活物和二十四位长老，就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉。这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
Last one, Ezekiel chapter 22.
最后是在以西结书二十二章
，verse 30,
第三十节。
Ezekiel 22, verse 30.
以西结书二十二章三十节。
Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30.I searched for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, so that I would not destroy it, but I found no one.
以西结书二十二章三十节，我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙环，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
God wants to find a person so that he.Would not destroy Jerusalem, but he found no one.
神在那里寻找一个人，可以使他不来摧毁耶路撒冷，但他却找不着一个。
Let's have further words of prayers.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, this morning our heart is full of thanksgiving and gratitude to you.
父啊，今天早上我们心里充满了感谢，充满了感激。
You have brought us from darkness.Into a place of holiness.
因为你把我们从黑暗的国度迁到这个圣洁之地。
You have paid such a price to come to our side.
你已经付了如此的代价来到我们这一边。
And this morning, our hearts has this prayer that Holy Spirit will steal our heart so we can stand on your side.
今天我们祷告，让圣灵来夺取我们的心，让我们可以站在您这一边。
We this morning through the Holy Spirit and your words.We can have a glimpse of what your hearts desire.
今天早上借着圣灵和您的话语，让我们可以清楚了解您心里面所想的。
As we share upon this matter, we pray the Holy Spirit will shed the light in our heart.
当我们来分享这个题目的时候，求圣灵在我们心中来光照。
So that this is not a knowledge in our mind.
所以这并不是在我们心思里面的一些知识而已。
And you will.Usher us into this mystery of prayer.
您会把我们带到祷告的奥秘之中。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把这样的时间交托在您手中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。Amen.
This morning, my burden is about the mystery of prayer.
今天早上我的负担是关乎祷告的奥秘。
The reason that It is a mystery because it is not well understood.
为什么是奥秘呢？因为许多人不明白。
We pray all the time, and yet we miss the mystery of the prayer.
我们经常祷告，但我们却不了解祷告里的奥秘。
We pray often, but we do not pray in the principle of the prayer ministry.
我们经常祷告，却没有照着祷告的规则来祷告。
We pray, we know how to pray.Pray, but we don't know what is the prayer ministry.
我们似乎知道怎样来祷告，但我们不知道祷告这个服事是什么。
So this 祷告的职事。
祷告的职事是什么
？So this morning I would like to share a few aspects of this.
所以今天早上我要来分享关于这个题目的几点。
I will start off by sharing with you the purpose of prayer.
首先我来分享关于祷告的意义。目的。
And then I would like to cover the mystery part.
然后我来讲到祷告的奥秘。
And finally, how do we pray in this way?
然后我们怎样 在这样的情形里面来祷告。
So what is the purpose of our prayers?
那我们祷告的目的是什么呢？
And in Matthew chapter 6, tell us what is the purpose of prayer.
在马太福音第六章已经告诉我们祷告的目的是什么。
The verse that we just read.
就是我们刚才读过的。
And it said, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。
So this is the purpose of our prayer.
所以这个是祷告的目的。
Is to return the kingdom and the power and the glory to the Father.
就是要把国度、权柄和荣耀来归给父。
Although we can pray for our daily bread.
虽然我们可以为我们日用的饮食来祷告。
But the purpose of a prayer is not daily bread.
但我们祷告的目的不是日用的饮食。
The purpose of prayer is to return the kingdom and the power and the glory to the Father.
祷告的目的是将国度、权柄、荣耀夺回来，来归给父。
We can pray for our debts and our debtors.
我们可以为着我们免别人的债，也让主来免我们的债祷告。
We can pray for the temptation of this world.
我们可以为这个世界上对我们的试探来祷告。
And we need to pray for deliverance from the evil.
我们也需要为着脱离恶者来祷告。
And yet, these are not the purpose of prayers.
但这些还都不是祷告的目的。
And the purpose is to return the kingdom and the power and the glory to the fathers.
因为祷告的目的是要把国度、权柄、荣耀再来回归给我们的父。
And this is exactly what we saw in the book of Acts.
这就是我们在使徒行传所读到的。
In the book of Acts, we saw there's many, many things happened around disciples and apostles.
在使徒行传，我们看到在门徒、在使徒周围发生许多的事。
For example, Peter and John was threatened.
比如彼得跟约翰他们受到恐吓。
And for example, Peter was put into jail.
或者说彼得他被投在监牢里面。
Multiple times.
许多次。
And James was even killed.
雅各甚至被杀害。
So how do you pray if you live in that time?
如果您今天生活在那个时日，您会怎么祷告？
If we live in that time, this is how we will pray.
如果我们在那个时候，我们可能会这样祷告。
Lord, please take us away from those threatening situations.
主啊，把我们从这些这么让人恐惧的这个环境带出来。
Do not allow us to be jailed.
不要让我们被抓到监牢里面。
Do save us from those conditions.
把我们从这样的境况里面救出来。
This is how we will pray.
这就是我们的祷告。
Our prayer is ask the Lord to change things.
我们的祷告是让主来改变一些事情。
If we have illness, we want Lord to heal us.
如果我们有疾病，我们要神来医治我们。
If we are unemployed, we will ask the Lord to find us a job.
如果我们失业，我们求神给我们预备一个工作。
If we have difficulty in life, we come to the Lord, ask the Lord to remove that difficulty.
如果在我们生活中遇到任何的困难，我们求神把这些困难挪去。
The purpose of our prayer is ask the Lord to change environments.
对于我们来讲，祷告的目的就是让神来改变我们的环境。
But how did they pray during those times?
那他们那个时候是如何祷告的？
If read the book of Acts,
如果您来读《使徒行传》的话，
You will find they did not ask the Lord to change environments.
您会发现他们没有求神来改变这些环境。
They asked the Lord to demonstrate His kingdom, His power, and His glory.
他们的祷告是求神来显明他的国度、权柄跟荣耀。
Even there is a persecution, Lord, demonstrate Your power and glory and kingdom in persecution.
虽然那个里面有逼迫，他们求的是让神在逼迫里面来显明他的国度、权柄、荣耀。
And because they knew what is the purpose of our prayers.
因为他们知道祷告的目的在哪里。
Is to return the kingdom and power and glory to the Father.
就是让国度、权柄、荣耀再来回归给神。
No one would have more difficulty than our brother Apostle Paul.
我们在这方面没有人比保罗所面对的更困难。
Paul was in prison many times.
他被下在监里许多次。
He was bitten with rods so many times that he said he could not number them.
他被鞭打许多次，他说他都不能记得那个次数。
He was exposed to death.
他屡次的来冒死。
He was stoned.
他被石头打。
Three times he was shipwrecked.
有三次他被他的船坏掉。
And he encountered dangers from robbers, from Gentiles in the city, in the wilderness, and on the sea.
他经历到盗贼的危险，有外邦人的危险，在城里，在旷野，在海中都有危险。
So how would you pray if you were Paul?
如果你是保罗，你如何祷告？
What should Paul pray about this?
保罗对着这些环境如何祷告？
We can actually find that in the book of Colossians and the book of Ephesians.
我们可以在以弗所书、在哥罗西书都找到。
When Paul asked brothers and sisters to pray, this is how he asked people to pray.
甚至他跟弟兄姐妹交通的时候就说，你们要如此祷告。
Paul asked for boldness to preach the mystery of gospel.
他求的就是让他可以放胆传讲福音的奥秘。
Yes, there may be stones.
没错，会有石头来打。
Paul did not pray that stone be removed.
他没有祷告说让这些被石头打这件事可以挪去。
Paul prayed for boldness under the stone.
他求的是在被石头打的时候他可以放胆。
There are rods.
那个有棍打。
But Paul prayed for boldness.When he was beaten with rods.
保罗的祷告就是被棍打的时候他可以放胆。
There are prisons.
在那里有监牢。
But Paul for boldness when he will be in prison.
他在那里求的是就算是在监牢里面他也可以放胆。
There are robbers.
那里有盗贼。
But Paul for boldness when he encountered robbers.
他祷告的就是遇到盗贼的时候他还是可以放胆。
The purpose of Paul prayer is not about stone, rods, and robbers.
在保罗的祷告里面，他的目的并不是为着这些被石头打、被棍打，还有这些盗贼。
And he did not pray so God would change environment.
他没有祷告说神啊，你改变这些环境。
He asked God to demonstrate His power, His kingdom, and His glory while he is encountering those difficulties.
他的祷告是让神在他这样困难的时候一样来显明他自己的国度、权柄和荣耀。
So preaching the mystery of gospel is the way to return the kingdom and the power and the glory to the Father.
传讲福音的奥秘，这个奥秘的福音就是把国度、权柄、荣耀来归给神的一条途径。
We saw in the future in Revelation those elders holding the golden bowl of incense.
我们在启示录里面看到将来有24位长老他们手里拿着金香炉。
And Bible clearly stated those incense are the prayers of the saints.
在圣经里面讲得清清楚楚，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
Do you have a prayer in that bowl?
您有没有一个祷告是在那个香炉里面呢？
Are any of our prayers in the bowls?
或者我们有任何的祷告是在那个金香炉里面吗？
I think we need to think about this.
我想我们需要来思想这件事。
If you pray for your kids do very well in school,
如果您的祷告是让孩子在学校里面的成绩很好，
Do you think the prayer will be in that bowl?
您觉得这个祷告是不是在那个香炉里面呢？
I don't know. I can't say it will not be.
我不知道，我也不能说一定不在里面。
I really can't say that it will not be.
我不能讲它一定不在里面。
But there's some doubts in my heart that prayer will actually be in the bowl.
但我心里肯定会有疑问，这个祷告真的会在这个香炉里吗？
I don't know. I just ask brothers and sisters to think about that.
我也不知道，所以我请弟兄姐妹们自己来思想。
Because the purpose of the prayer is to return the kingdom.And the power and the glory to the fathers.
因为祷告的目的是把国度、权柄、荣耀来归给神，我们的父。
If you pray for your child to do well in school, but your heart is that somehow this has relationship to return the glory and kingdom power to the fathers, then that prayer will be in the bowl.
如果您为您的孩子在学校的成绩好来祷告，但您的心里却是想要把国度、权柄荣耀来归给我们的父，那这个祷告会在香炉里面。
Something that we do need to think about.
这些是我们需要思想的事。
And what is the purpose of our prayers?
那我们祷告的目的到底在哪里？
Then I'd like to share about the mystery part.
然后我现在来分享关于祷告的奥秘。
There's something in prayer that we do not understand.
在祷告里面有一些事我们不明白。
And this is illustrated in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18.
这件事是在马太福音十八章十八节那里教导我们的。
And I will read one more time.
我会再来读一遍。
And I will ask you to read your Bible along with me.
我请您按照您自己版的版本的圣经来一起读。
But I want you to pay attention to see the differences between your translation and my translations.
那我希望听到的就是您读的这个跟我读的版本之间有不同的地方。
Especially if you read NIV or King James or even Darby.
如果您读的是 NIV, King James, Darby 的版本的话。
And I'm reading a New American Standard.
那我读的是新美国标准的版本。
If you read your Chinese translation, also Chinese translation is the same as NIV, King James, and Darby.
如果您读的是中文，您的中文跟 NIV 跟King James 还有 Darby 的这个版本翻译是一样的。
Let's pay attention to see you can see the differences.
让我们仔细的来读，所以可以看到其中的不同。
Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven.And whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上已经捆绑了；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上已经释放了。
Did you see the differences now?
您看没看到其中的区别？
And most of the translation is translated this way, if you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
有许多的版本是这样翻译的。凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上已经捆绑了。在天上也要捆绑。
Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
很多版本说，凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
But in NASV said, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
但是在 NISV 这个版本里面讲到的是，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上已经捆绑了。
Whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上已经释放了。
So this particular translation revealed to us the mystery of prayer.
所以这样的一个翻译给我们启示出来祷告里面的奥秘。
It's not to say the other translation are wrong.
并不是说另外的这个翻译是错的。
We don't have time to go into that, maybe for another time.
也许以后，但我们现在没有时间去讲。
Both translations are correct.
两个翻译都是对的。
But this morning, this particular translation will reveal the mystery in a better way.
但是今天我读的这个翻译却要更好的来启示祷告的奥秘。
So what is this mystery?
那这个祷告的奥秘在哪里？
The mystery is that God initiated in heaven.
这个祷告的奥秘就是说，神已经在天上开始了。
God had bound something in heaven.
因为神在天上已经捆绑了。
And then God looked for someone on this earth to agree with him.
但神现在要找的是在地上有人与他来同意。
And God will wait until a man on this earth actually agrees with him.
神会等待一直到地上有起码有一个人在那里与他同心。
Before he will bind that thing on earth.
然后他会在地上来捆绑。
This is the mystery.
这就是奥秘。
Let me restate this again so that we will be clear.
让我再说一次所以我们可以明白。
There's something happened in heaven first.
有些事在天上已经发生了。
God had bound something in heaven.
神在天上已经捆绑了。
However, he cannot bind that thing on earth.
但是他却不能在地上来捆绑。
Then he would like to find a person.
他要在地上寻找一个人。
He need to find this person. This person will agree with God.
他要找到一个人，这个人是与神来同意的。
And then God will bind the same thing on this earth.
然后神就开始在地上也来捆绑。
This is the mystery of prayer.
这个是祷告的奥秘。
Prayer is trying to cooperate with our Father so that we can do what the Lord has done in heaven.
祷告就是 奥秘就是我们与神来合作，与天上的父，让主在地上的工作可以完成。
So why God has to do it this way?
为什么神要这样来做工呢？
Isn't true God is all powerful?
难道神不是全能的神吗？
Why can God just come down and just bind this on earth?
为什么神就不来到地上就把它捆绑就好了？
Can God has power to do this?
难道神没有他的全能可以做这件事吗？
And there is a real very very good reason for that.
这里有一个很好的原因。
Because in Genesis,
因为在创世纪，
God has given the authority to man to rule over this earth.
在那里神已经把权柄来赐给人，让人来治理这个地。
And whether it's the fish of the sea or birds of the sky or every living thing that moves on the earth,
或者是海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上各样的行动的活物，都要交给人来管理。
Authority to rule over this earth, sea and sky was given to Adam.
治理这个地，天地海，这个权柄已经交给了亚当。
And our God is a faithful God.
我们的神他是信实的神。
Even Adam failed.
虽然亚当失败了。
Even Adam is faithless.
虽然亚当他失信了。
But God is still faithful.
但神还是守信的。
Because he cannot deny himself.
因为他不能背乎他自己。
For this reason, God is willing to enter a constraint.
为着这个原因，神在自己那里设了一个限制。
And he will not do any work on this earth without finding a person to agree with him.
如果在地上没有找到一个人与他同意的话，他就不做。
It's amazing that God would do such a thing.
这是何等奇妙的事，神会这样来做。
To subject himself to the constraint of feeble men like us.
是把自己甚至交托给我们这么软弱的人。
And there are illustration after illustration in the Bible about this mystery.
在圣经里面有许多这样的图画来显明。
I just give you one in New Testament and one in Old Testament.
我给您两个例子，一个在旧约，一个在新约。
So we can come into understanding this mystery.
所以我们可以能够进入了解这样的奥秘。
In New Testament, in Matthew chapter 9.
在新约里面是马太福音第九章。
Verse 37.
第三十七节。
Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of harvest to send out workers into his harvest.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
And this is verse we are all very familiar with.
这是我们都非常熟悉的一节章节。
It's a beautiful verse.
是一个美丽的章节。
And it makes so much sense to us.
对我们来讲，这个是非常可以明白的。
But you think deeply, there's an issue with this verse.
但您仔细去思想的话，更深思想，这个章节里面提到一个问题。
There are contradiction in this verse.
在这个里面有矛盾。
Because this verse depicts of our Lord, who is the Lord of harvest, as like absentee landlord.
因为这里神在这个图画里面被描述的是庄稼的主，或者是那个离开的那个庄园的主。
Almost like this Lord of harvest has no clue about the harvest itself.
这里读到好像这个庄稼的主并不知道他的庄稼。
And that's not the case, that's not our fathers.
这并不是我们的父。
Our father in heaven is the Lord of harvest.
我们天上的父他就是庄稼的主。
He knew about the harvest.
他知道他的庄稼。
He knew that there are plenty of harvest.
他知道有许多的庄稼。
And he has the desire to send out workers.
他心里面是渴望能够把工人差遣出去。
But he was under a constraint.
但是他那里有一个限制。
Even that he desired to send out workers.
虽然他所要的是把工人差遣出去。
He could not do it without someone on earth to pray.
但是如果地上没有人这样来祷告的话，他就不来打发。
And therefore, Jesus said, beseech the Lord of harvest.
所以主耶稣在那里说，求庄稼的主。
To send our workers into his harvest.
来打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
This is an illustration of this mystery.
这个就是这个奥秘的一个描述。
That even in his heart, He's eager to do this.
虽然在他的心里，他这么的渴望来做这件事。
Yet he's still looking for someone to agree with him.
但是他却在寻找一个人与他来同意。
Let's find another example in Old Testament.
那我们再来看在旧约里面的例子。
The example of Sodom.
就是索多玛。
And Bible said in Genesis 18.
在创世纪第十八章那里。
And verse 20th.
第二十节。
And the Lord said, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave. I will go down now and see if they have done entirely according to its outcry, and which has come to me, and if not, I will know.
耶和华说，索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，声闻于我，我现在要下去查看他们所行的。果然尽像那达到我耳中的声音一样吗？若是不然，我也必知道。
Now the picture here is also very strange.
这里所看到的图画也是非常奇怪。
God Father in heaven heard outcry from Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为天上的神已经听到了索多玛、俄摩拉那里的声音。
And God said, "No, I need to go down there to check myself."
然后神说，我要下去，我要自己去查看一下。
Do you really think?Our father needs to check it out himself.
您觉得父他真的要自己来查看一下吗？
God is all knowing.
因为他是全知的神。
He knew all along the true condition of Sodom and Gomorrah.
他从起初就知道索多玛、俄摩拉里面的情形。
Even before the outcry reached to him.
甚至这声音没有达到他耳中的时候。
Then why he came down and see for himself?
但是为什么他现在要自己下来查看呢？
Because.He's looking for someone that can agree with him.
因为他在找一个人可以与他来同意。
And he found Abraham.
他找到了，是亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham did not agree.
但亚伯拉罕却不与他来同意。
And Abraham started arguing with the Lord. Lord, you can't do this.
甚至亚伯拉罕与他来争执说，你不能这样做。
What if there are 50 righteous?
如果在那里有五十个义人。
And Abraham disagreed with God.
所以亚伯拉罕似乎没有与神来同意。
God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为神要毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉。
And Abraham said, I disagree.
那亚伯拉罕却说我不同意。
If there are 50 righteous,
如果那里有五十个义人呢
？How can you destroy the 50 righteous?
你怎么能来毁灭这五十个义人呢
？And God said, Okay, I won't do it if there are 50.
然后神就说好，如果这城里有五十个义人，我就不毁灭这城。
And Abraham couldn't find 50 righteous.
亚伯拉罕知道找不到五十个。
Then he said, "How about 45?"
然后他说，那如果有四十五个呢
？Now this is God of creators.
这个是创造万物的神。
And this Abraham is dealing with God.
但这个亚伯拉罕却与这位创造主在这里来争执。
And he couldn't even find 45.
其实四十五个也找不到。
Then he said, "Well, how about 40?"
然后他就说四十个人吧。
And God said, "Okay, if there are 40."I will not destroy.
然后神说好，如果有四十个义人，我也不毁灭这城。
Remember, this is God of the creators.
记得吗？这位是创造主。
And Abraham couldn't find that many.
亚伯拉罕也找不到四十个义人。
Then he said, "How about 30?"
然后他就说，如果有三十个呢
？God said, "I will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if there are 30."
然后神就说好，如果在索多玛、俄摩拉有三十个义人，我也不毁灭。
Abraham couldn't find 30.
但是亚伯拉罕也找不到三十个义人。
Then he said, "How about 20?"
然后他就说，二十个吧。
And finally, Abraham said, "How about 10?"
最后亚伯拉罕说，十个呢
？God said, "If you can find 10."
神就说，如果你能找到十个义人
，Then Abraham stopped negotiation.
然后亚伯拉罕就停止了他与神的这个讨价还价。
He finally agreed with the Father in heaven.
最后的时候其实他是与神同意了。
Agreement was achieved.
这个时候他们之间彼此赞同了。
And God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
结果是神毁灭了索多玛、俄摩拉。
This is the mystery of prayer.
这个是祷告的奥秘。
If we know this mystery,
如果我们懂得这个奥秘的话
So how do we pray?
我们应该怎么样来祷告呢
？How do we pray this way？
我们怎样照着这样的方式来祷告呢
？How do we come into prayer ministry？
我们怎样进入这个祷告的执事呢
And it's right in Matthew chapter 18.
这个也是记载在马太福音十八章。
The first principle is in verse 19.
第一个规则，第一个定规是在第十九节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 19.
马太福音十八章的十九节。
It says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven.
这里讲到，我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
And the Bible says two or three.
在圣经里面提到两三个人。
So this is not about your personal prayer.
所以这并不是指到个人的祷告。
It's about two or three.
是关乎两三个人。
When you have two people, you need to agree with one another.
当你有两个人的时候，这两个人就要同心了。
When you have three, coming to agreement will be more difficult.
如果你有三个人同心合意就更困难一点。
If there is agreement, God has to answer the prayers.
如果他们同心合意的话，那神就要成全。
So what does this mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
Does this mean that every time we come to a prayer meeting, we ought to have a pre-meeting first?
这是不是讲到我们在祷告聚会之前先要有一个讨论的聚会呢？
So let's have a pre-meeting, so let's first agree with one another.
在这个祷告聚会之前的聚会，我们先彼此来同心合意。
Let's negotiate, let's horse trade a little bit to get an agreement.
我们来彼此来商量，来商讨，然后同意。
And then we put God in the corner because he has to answer our prayers.
然后我们就把神先摆在一边，摆在角落，因为
put in the corner, 就强迫他。
然后我把神逼到一个角落，就说你要同意我们了。
Is this what this verse means?
这是不是这个章节的意思呢？
And we just come to an agreement on earth, then we agree, then we say, God, you are in the bind.
我们就是在地上彼此同心合意，然后我们跟神说，神呐，你现在要做了。
There's no way out.
你已经没有其他的路可走了。
It's written in Matthew 18:19.
因为你在马太福音十八章十九节是这么写的。
You have to listen too.
你也要听这一个章节。
Because Eli and I agree.
因为 Eli 跟我已经我们彼此同心合意了。
God, you have no choice.
因为神已经没有任何选择了。
I don't think so.
我不觉得是这样。
What does this agreement mean?
这个同心合意是什么意思呢？
The agreement in Greek means to be harmonious.
这个同心合意在希腊文里面是和谐的意思。
How can we be harmonious?
我们怎么样可以彼此和谐呢？
I'll use a simple example that young people can understand.
我要用一个例子，所以年轻人会很容易明白。
Young people like to play guitar.
因为年轻人喜欢来玩来吉他。
So if you set aside your guitar for a week, you know that the guitar is always out of tune.
如果你把吉他摆在一边一个星期，然后再拿起来，它的音调一定是已经变掉了。
If you have a guitar that will never out of tune, let me know.
如果你有一个吉他是从来不会那个调会改变的话，让我知道。
It's always out of tune.
因为总会它那个调会改变。
So first thing that you want to do before you want to play guitar.Is trying to make it in tune.
所以第一件事，你要演奏这个吉他的话，你要来调音。
So you will either find a piano,
或者你找到一个钢琴。
You know, although piano may not be in tune as well, but it's closer.
虽然钢琴有的时候它的音调也错的，但是一般来讲还是可以用的。
But a more reliable way is to find a tuning fork.
但是最好最有把握的是找到一个音叉。
And you use that tuning fork to tune your guitars.
用那个音叉来调你的吉他。
You're not going to tune your guitar against another guitar.
因为你不会用另外的一个吉他来调这个吉他。
Because all guitar are out of tune.
因为所有的吉他它的音调其实都已经改变了。
So we are like that guitar.
所以我们就像那把吉他。
When we come to prayer, by default we're out of tune.
当我们来到祷告聚会的时候，其实我们已经音调改变了。
Don't think for a minute that you are always in tune with Holy Spirit.
希望大家不要觉得我总是与圣灵是和谐的。
Maybe even you are so good that day.
虽然那天你在神面前光景很好。
But you probably still out of tune.
但你肯啊、可能还是音调已经改变了。
So two or three come together, how do you get yourself in tune?
所以当两三个人这样聚集在一起的时候，如何来调音呢？
And we need Holy Spirit.
我们需要有圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the tuning fork.
因为圣灵就是那个音叉。
And if two or three are in tune with the Holy Spirit,
当这两三个人与圣灵他们是同心合意的话，
then we can reach that agreement in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里面我们就是同心合意的。
And this is the way we come into agreement.
这个是我们如何来达到同心合意。
But then you may ask me even deeper.
也许您要问更深的问题。
How do we agree with Holy Spirit?
我们怎样与圣灵来同意呢？
Oh, it's a difficult question to answer.
这是一个非常难回答的问题。
Let's go back to the Bible.
让我们再回到圣经里
面。 To see how those apostles and disciples,They agree with one another.
看那些门徒使徒他们是如何的来彼此同心合意。
In Book of Acts chapter 13 verse 2.
在使徒行传的13章第二节。
And this is an example how we can be in agreement.
这个就是我们如何能够同心合意的一个榜样。
Acts chapter 13 verse 2. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set aside for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them.
使徒行传十三章第二节，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
Look at the word here. He said they were worshiping the Lord.
看，在这里讲到是他们在侍奉主的时候。
They were worshiping the Lord.
他们在那里敬拜。
And this is the way we can get ourselves in tune with Holy Spirit.
这个是让我们可以与圣灵来和谐的一条路。
And they did not come up with idea that to send Barnabas out.
他们并不是自己有一个主意让巴拿巴差派出去。
No one in that day came with this idea to send Barnabas out.
在那一天没有一个人在心思里面已经有个意念要分派巴拿巴出去。
They gathered to worship the Lord.
他们是在一起在那里敬拜主。
While they were worshiping the Lord, Holy Spirit spoke to them.
当他们侍奉的时候圣灵就对他们说话。
Place the burden in their heart.
把这个负担摆在他们心里。
Simultaneously to send Barnabas and Saul.
同时的就是要分派巴拿巴和保罗。
This is how we can agree one another.
这就是我们如何同心合意。
That we worship together.
我们在一起来敬拜。
So whenever we gather together to pray.
当我们在一起来祷告的时候。
We must worship together.
我们必须是在一起敬拜侍奉。
So what is worship?
敬拜是什么?
Worship is not to say a few words to praise God.
敬拜不是只是讲几句话。来赞美主。
Worship is not to sing a few songs to praise God.
敬拜不是唱几首诗歌来赞美主。
If you want to have a worship, there must be an altar.
当你来敬拜的时候，一定要有一个祭坛。
If you want to have worship, there must be a sacrifice.
当你来敬拜的时候，一定要有牺牲。
Without an altar and sacrifice, no one can have true worship.
没有祭坛跟牺牲的话，没有人可以有真实的敬拜。
So how can we have an altar and sacrifice today?
我们今天如何能有祭坛跟牺牲呢？
Paul encouraged us to be that living sacrifice.
保罗在这里鼓励我们要来做，作为活祭。
We need to encourage and remind one another as we come together to pray, there must be an altar.
我们要彼此鼓励，当我们这样聚集来祷告的时候，我们一定要有一个祭坛。
And on top of it, there must be sacrifice.
在祭坛之上一定要有牺牲。
If you and I need and willing to commit ourselves to be that sacrifice,
如果我们彼此鼓励，我们自己愿意成为这个牺牲的话，
we set aside our own desire by fasting.
我们把自己的意愿放下来进食。
Fasting is no other setting aside my own desire.
禁食它的意义就是把我们自己的意思放下。
It's the principle of being a living sacrifice.
里面的意义就是成为活祭。
So when two or three are willing to be the living sacrifice that day.
当那一天有两三个人愿意成为活祭的时候。
Get on that altar.
上到这个祭坛。
Then there will be agreement there.
在那里就会有同心合意。
This is how we in tune ourselves.
这就是我们如何来对自己调音。
Just like you have to tune your guitar every time you play.
就像我们来演奏吉他的时候，每次都要来调音。
Therefore, every time we gather to pray, we need to worship.
所以当我们每次聚集来祷告的时候，先要敬拜。
We need to remind one another, where is the altars?
我们需要彼此提醒祭坛在哪里。
Where is the sacrifice?
哪里是祭牲。
Are you willing to be the sacrifice?
你愿意成为这个活祭吗。
Am I willing to be the sacrifice?
我愿意成为这个活祭吗。
If we all are willing to be the sacrifice.
如果我们都愿意成为活祭的话。
And we fast means we lay aside our own desire.
当我们来进食代表我们把自己的意愿都放下的时候。
There are two or three dead persons that day.
如果那一天有两三个人是这样的。
是死的。
哦，他们是死的。
And there is agreement.
在他们中间就会有同心合意。
And the Father will answer the prayer.
那个时候父要成全他们的祷告。
Because the prayer is the prayer of the Holy Spirit.
因为这个祷告是圣灵的祷告。
Then there's another principle in verse 20.
然后在二十节有另外一个定规。
He said, For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚集，那里就有我在他们中间。
This is the second principle here.
这是第二个定规。
So we have to gather in his name.
我们必须在他的名下聚集。
And then he will be in our midst.
然后他就会在我们中间。
So what does it mean by pray in his name?
那在他的名下祷告是什么意思呢？
Brothers and sisters, every time we pray, we say, we pray in Jesus' name, right?
弟兄姐妹们，我们每一次祷告都会讲奉主耶稣的名，是不是？
Do we know what that means?
但我们了解这里面的意义吗？
What does it mean by pray in his name?
奉他的名祷告是什么意思呢？
In the Old Testament, when a prophet prophesies, he prophesies in Jehovah's name.
在旧约的时候，如果有一个先知来传讲神的话的话，他说是奉神的名。
The prophet is a messenger.
因为这个先知就是一个传讲信息的人。
The prophet delivers a message on behalf of God.
因为这个先知的传讲话语是照着神所赐给他的。
Prophet has no message of his own.
这个先知没有自己的话要说。
He delivered the message in the name of the Lord.
他讲的话语是奉神的名。
This is the meaning in his name.
这就是奉他名的意思。
When we do gather, we gather in his name.
当我们聚集的时候是奉他的名。
So that means when we gather, we have no desire of our own.
就是说我们在一起聚集的时候没有自己的意愿。
We gather, we have desire of the Father's.
我们聚集在这里，我们的意愿就是父的意愿。
When the prophet delivered that message,
当这个先知来传讲神话语的时候，
the prophet must stand on the Lord's side.
这个先知一定要站在神这一边。
Otherwise, he cannot deliver that message.
不然的话，他不能传讲这样的信息。
He must stand on the Lord's side to be prophesied in his name.
他必须要站在神这边，才能够奉神的名来传讲。
Brother and sister, do you think this is easy?
弟兄姐妹们，您觉得这是容易的事吗？
Maybe you and I say, well, it's easy. Stand on the Lord's side. We just sung that. This, the hymn is so good. We stand on the Lord's side.
弟兄姐妹们，也许您的回答是很容易。刚才我们已经唱了这个诗歌，我就站在主的这一边。
How can that be difficult?
这有什么难的呢？
It makes perfect sense to say stand on the Lord's side.
这个意思里面很完全，就是站在主的这一边。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes it's very difficult to stand on the Lord's side.
但是弟兄姐妹们，很多时候站在主这一边是很困难的。
Think about Jonah.
想想约拿。
Jonah is a prophet.
约拿是先知。
He's supposed to stay on the Lord's side.
他应该站在神的这一边。
Lord, Father gave him a message.
然后主给他一个信息。
About Nineveh.
是关乎尼尼微的。
And Jonah could not stand on the Lord's side.
约拿却不能站在神这一边。
He could not deliver that message.
他不能来传讲这个信息。
So he fled.
所以他逃跑了。
It's not easy.
不是很容易。
It's not easy for Jonah to stand on the Lord's side.
对约拿来讲，站在神这主这一边是很难的事。
Brother and sister, do you think it's easy in the garden to stand on Lord's side?
弟兄姐妹们，您觉得在那个花园里面站在主这一边是容易的事吗？
in Gethsemane,
在克西马尼园,
during that night,
在那天晚上,
our Jesus, our Lord Jesus, desperately need a person to stand on his side.
在那一天, 那天晚上, 主耶稣极其的需要有一个人是站在他这一边的。
If there is any time during his time on earth, it is that time.
对主耶稣来讲，在他在地上的时候，他最需要有人与他站在一边的，就是那个时候。
But during that night, no one could stand on his side.
但是在那一天晚上，没有人能站在他这一边。
Not even one.
连一个都没有。
Do you think it's easy to stand on Lord's side?
您真的觉得站在主这一边是很容易吗
？Think again.
请您再思想。
In Gethsemane.There's not a single disciple can stand on Lord's side.
在克西马尼园没有一个门徒那一天晚上能站在主这一边。
In the court of the great priest, Peter had three times to stand on God's side.
在大祭司的院子里面，彼得有三次可以站在主这一边。
Three times, not just one time.
三次不是只有一次。
Three times, three opportunity for Peter to say, "I stand on the Lord's side."
有三次机会让彼得可以讲，主啊，我站在你这一边。
But Peter couldn't do it.
但是彼得却没有做到。
Brothers and sisters, do you think it's easy to stand on the Lord's side?
弟兄姐妹们，您真觉得站在主这一边是容易的吗
？It's not easy sometimes.
很多时候不是容易的。
And God is looking for that person.
神现在在寻找这样一个人。
Is willing to stand on His side in the difficult time.
是愿意在困难的时候站在主这一边。
When we often come to prayers, we desire Lord to stand on my side.
当我们来到祷告的之中的时候，总想神站在我这一边。
This is why I come to prayer meeting.
所以我来祷告聚会。
The reason I come all the way to prayer meeting is because I want Lord to stay my side.
我愿意来到祷告聚会，每一次都是愿意神站在我这一边。
But this is not the mystery of prayers.
但这不是祷告里面的奥秘。
The mystery of prayer is when you do come to the prayer meeting, are you willing to stand on the Lord's side?
祷告的奥秘是当你来到祷告聚会的时候愿不愿意站在主这一边
Many people pray
许多人在祷告
But few will stand on Lord's side
但是很少能站在主这一边
Who is willing to stand on Lord's side?
谁愿意站在主这一边
Who will serve the king?
谁要跟随主呢
Who will leave the world's side?
谁要撇开世界呢
Who will face the foe?
谁会为主去征战呢
So how can we stand on the Lord's side?
那我们怎样站在主这一边
No, it's not a mental thing. You know, mentally, we all agree we ought to stand on the Lord's side.
不是只是心思意志上的事，在心思意志里面，我们很多时候愿意站在主这一边。
But how can we actually stand on the Lord's side?
但我们如何能真实站在主这一边
？We have to lay aside our own side.
我们必须撇下我们这一边。
You have to leave your side.
我们必须离弃我们自己这一边。
To come to the Lord's side.
来到主这一边。
Brothers and sisters, there are only two sides on this earth.
弟兄姐妹们，在这个地上只有两边。
On one hand is Lord's side.
在一边是主这一边。
On the other hand is the world's side.
在另外一边就是世界这一边。
There's no third side.
没有第三边。
There are only two sides.
只有这两边。
So which side will you stand on?
所以你会选站在哪一边呢
？Oftentimes we say we don't stand on the world side.
很多时候我们讲我没站在世界这一边。
But we also couldn't quite made it to the Lord's side.
但有时候也觉得我们也没有完全站在主这一边。
And that's why we are weak spiritually.
所以我们在属灵里面如此的软弱
Because we are in wilderness.
因为我们是在旷野里面
No man's land.
是在那里是无人之地
We have to give up our own side.
我们必须要离弃我们这一边
And stand on Lord's side.
来站在主这一边
In Ezekiel, there is a very sobering verse.
在以西结书是非常让人悲哀的一处章节。
And it read like this.
是这样讲的。
I searched for a man among them who will build out the wall and stand in the gate, in the gap, before me for the land, so that I will not destroy it. But I found no one.
我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙环，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
And this verses occur after the destruction of Judah.
这个章节，当时的背景是在犹大国被灭亡之后。
By Babylonians.
是被巴比伦所灭。
And from this verses, we can see the hearts of Lord during that time.
在这个章节里面，我们可以看到主他的心情是如何。
And it's a very serious word.
这是非常严厉的话语。
God is telling us now what his heart felt.
因为神在这里对我们今天也这样讲，他心里到底怎样感觉。
And he brought this nation of Israel out of Egypt.
他把以色列这个民族从埃及拯救出来。
He wants to make them a nation of priests.
让他们成为一个祭司的国度。
And they fail and time and again.
他们失败，失败又失败。
Then God sent prophets to warn them.
然后神就差先知去警告他们。
They reject the prophets.
他们弃绝了这些先知。
Now there's Babylonians gathered to destroy Jerusalem.
现在巴比伦聚集要来摧毁耶路撒冷。
In God's heart, God did not want to destroy Jerusalem.
在神的心里面，他不愿意耶路撒冷被毁灭。
So he's desperately looking for someone to agree with him.
所以他在那里是如此的心焦急，来寻找一个人可以与他同心合意。
Babylonian is coming.
因为巴比伦人已经要来了。
God wants to deliver Judah.
因为神他想要来拯救犹大国。
But God is under constraint.
但是神在那里却受限制。
He need to find someone on this earth to agree with him.
因为他要在地上找到一个人是与他同心合意的。
He was looking and was looking and could not find a single person.
他在那里寻找又寻找，却找不着一个。
Could not find a single person willing to stand in the gap.
没有一个人愿意站在破口。
Just like the time in Gethsemane.
就像在克西马尼园那天晚上。
And Jesus could not find a single disciple to stand on his side.
耶稣找不到一个门徒可以站在他这一边。
So during that time of destruction, Jehovah found no one.
所以在那个毁灭的时候，耶和华却找不到一个人。
Not a single person.
没有一个人。
See the mystery of the prayer.
可以看到祷告里面的奥秘。
See the gap in the wall.
可以看到城墙上的破口。
And willing to stand in the gap.
而且愿意站在这个破口。
Therefore, God has destroyed.Jerusalem.
所以结果是神最终毁灭了耶路撒冷。
How serious is this word?
这些话语是何等的严厉。
You and I can actually stop God from doing his work.
因为你和我可以阻止神来做他的工作。
We can actually close the door for the Lord.
我们甚至可以把神工作的门都关上。
Even something as important as Jerusalem.
甚至像耶路撒冷这样重大的事情。
God has a desire for his cities.
因为神对着他的城有这样的心愿。
But because there's no one on this earth see the mystery of prayers.
但是因为在地上没有人看到祷告的奥秘。
They closed the door for the Lord.
他们把神的门关上了。
The Lord has no way of doing his work on earth.
神没有任何的道路可以在地上来成就他的工作。
This is likeThe Revelation chapter 3.
就像在启示录第三章那里。
We saw Laodicea.
我们看到老底嘉教会。
And the Lord is on the outside.
神是站在门外。
And they closed the door for the Lord.
他们在神面前已经把门关上。
The Lord has no way to get into the meeting.
因为神没有办法能够进到这个聚会。
Because no one will agree with him.
因为在那里没有人与他同心合意。
No one will respond to the calling to agree with our Lord.
没有一个人答应呼召来与他同心。
No one is willing to stay on the Lord's side.
没有人愿意站在主这一边。
Even they have a good meeting in Laodicea.
虽然在老底家有很好的聚会，
even they may even have a good prayer meeting in Laodicea，
虽然他们在那里甚至可以有很好的祷告聚会，
they could have a very good Bible study in Laodicea，
可能在老底家有很好的查经聚会，
but the Lord Jesus is not outside，
但是主却站在门外，
because no one can agree with him，
因为没有人与他同心合
意， no one is stand on the Lord's side，
没有人站在主这一边，
everyone is stand on his own side，
每个人都站在自己这一边。
Brother and sister, where are we today?
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天站在哪里？
Are we stand on the Lord's side?
我们是不是站在主这一边？
Or are we stand on the world's side?
或者我们是站在世界这一边？
Young people, it is opportunity for us to be reminded.
年轻的人，对于我们来讲，这是被提醒的时候。
The world's side may be more attractive.
也许世界对我们很有吸引。
May be more entertaining.
也许让我们得到许多的享乐。
But are you willing to stand on the world side?
但你真的愿意站在世界这一边吗？
And see the Lord on the outside.
看到主是站在门外的。
If we see this mystery,
如果我们看到这样的奥秘，
let's encourage our heart.
让我们彼此来鼓励。
To stand on the Lord's side.
我们站在主的这一边。
So that we can together to enter into the mystery of the prayers.
所以一起我们可以进入到这个祷告的奥秘里面。
We must lay down our own ideas.
我们必须把自己的主意都放下。
We must get away from our own positions.
我们必须从自己的位置离开。
To come to the Lord's side.
来到主的这一边。
Can God find a person today to willing to stand on his side?
今天主在寻找，能找到一个人愿意站在他这一边吗？
Aren't anyone here today is willing to say, Lord, I'm on your side?
今天有没有人在这里愿意说，主啊，我站在你这一边？
Doesn't matter how difficult it is.
并不在乎有多困难。
It's not up to us, actually.
因为并不在乎我们。
It's by the redemption and by His grace.
因为是靠着他的救赎和他的恩典。
Without redemption and His grace, no one can stand on the Lord's side.
如果没有救赎，没有恩典，没人能站在主这一边。
But today, the redemption and grace is provided for us.
但今天救赎跟恩典都已经完全的预备了。
Whenever you and I will receive the redemption and the grace, we will be able to stand on the Lord's side.
今天只要我们能够接受这个救赎，接受这个恩典，我们就可以站在主这一边。
So you and I need to come to this understanding.
所以我们需要明白这件事。
There is the mystery in prayers.
在祷告里面有一个奥秘。
And this is very important to God's purpose.
这个奥秘对神的旨意来讲非常的重要。
If we do not enter into this mystery, then God's word will be hindered by us.
如果我们不能进入这个奥秘的话，那神的工作要被我们阻拦。
God has a purpose even for us today here in Houston.
就算今天在休斯顿，神对我们都有这样的旨意。
We are very confident God has a purpose in His heart.
我们非常的坚信，在神的心里面，他有一个旨意。
He knows what needs to be bound.
他知道需要捆绑什么。
He knows what needs to be loosed.
他知道要释放什么。
Now he had bound a few things for us from heaven.
因为在天上他已经捆绑了这几件事。
He may have loosed a couple things in heaven.
在天上他已经为我们释放了这些事。
But he's looking for someone in Houston to pray.
但是今天在休斯顿他要找到一个祷告的人。
If he can't find anyone in Houston to pray,
如果他不能在休斯顿找到的话，
What he want to achieve in heaven could not be reality in Houston.
在天上他要成就的工作，在休斯顿就不能成为实际。
So are there any brothers and sisters in Houston willing to respond to the call?
所以今天在休斯顿有没有弟兄姐妹们愿意来回答这个呼召？
It doesn't take many, just two or three.
并不需要许多，两三个人。
And two or three willing to come together.
就这两三个人愿意在一起
and worship together,
在一起侍奉主
and saw the altars,
看到祭坛
and saw themselves on the altars,
把自己献上作为活祭
come to that agreement with the Holy Spirit,
在圣灵里面他们同心合意
so that what God had bound in heaven that he can bind on earth,
所以神在天上捆绑的在地上也可以捆绑
that he had loosed in heaven, he can loose on this earth in Houston
他在天上所释放的，在休斯顿，在地上也可以释放。
There are things that need to be bound right now.
现在就有许多的事需要被捆绑。
There are things that need to be loosed right now.
现在就有许多的事需要被释放。
But who is praying for it?
但谁在这里为这些来祷告
？Who come to see the mystery?
有谁看到这里面的奥秘
？Are we continue to stand on our own side?
我们还是这样持续站在自己这一边吗
？Pray the things regard to ourselves.
总是为着自己的需要在这里来祷告吗
？How long we have to continue to stand on our own side？
我们这样站在自己这边还要多久的时间
？How long would it take for us to stand on Lord's side？
还有多久我们才能站在主这一边
？So the ministry can be a realization on this earth in Houston。
所以他的工作、他的侍奉可以在休斯顿在这个地上成为实际。
Let's pray。
让我们祷告。
Father, I thank you that we have this time of fellowship.
父啊，感谢你，因为我们有这样一个交通的时间。
I pray that you will reveal this mystery in our heart.
我祷告，您真是将这个奥秘启示在我们心里。
Without the revelation of Holy Spirit, no one can enter into this mystery.
如果没有圣灵在这里啊启示光照，没有人能够进入这样的奥秘。
So we pray this morning.That we all humble before you.
所以今天我们的祷告是，我们都可以谦卑在您面前。
Then we will say, Lord.
然后我们可以说主啊。
Recover us.
求您恢复我们。
Encourage us.
鼓励我们。
To stand on your side.
站在您这一边。
Enter into this mystery of prayer.
进入这个祷告的奥秘。
To enter into that internal purpose.Which is in your heart.
进入在您心中那个永远的旨意。
So that this, what you want to achieve here on earth, can be achieved.
所以您在地上要成就的，真的可以成就。
I pray for all those young people amongst us.
我为在我们中间的年轻人祷告。
Have that commitment.
愿意他们自己有这样的奉献。
To stand on Lord's side.
可以站在主的这一边
No matter how difficult the situations,
不管他们的处境是多么的难
By the redemption and your grace,
借着救赎跟恩典
We're on Lord's side.
我们可以在主这一边
We thank you for the time.
感谢您为着这样的时间
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名